The game is over. The Rebels have won. Yeah!
Say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys brigade. This is, of course, 24 years today, March the 4th, since we heard Fergus McCann came in riding over the horizon, a white horse. Maybe that was something else. Anyway, since Fergus McCann came over and saved our club, we will have some podcasts along this week, hopefully two before the next game that we play. One with a very important guest and the other one with some less important guests. Anyway, before that, we've got the reaction from the Morton game with Brendan Rodgers, Marvin Compere, and Jim Duffy. So this is me, Harry Brady, passing over to you.
Through to the semi-finals, what were
your thoughts on that game? Well, a very tricky tie for us, especially with the week that we've had. So I think our lack of training time showed in the first half. Weren't to our standard, really, in terms of our intensity and pressing and creativity. But also give credit to Greenock Morton, because I thought that they had good organisation. They got some good players in their team, and I thought they worked really well. I mean, a similar last year, you know, when we were 1-0 down to St Mirren at home. So they're always tough games, these, but we needed to change it. Or I wanted to change it at half time to be better for the second half. I think Odson came in and made a huge difference into the game, slightly changed the shape of the team. And like I say, we'd much better control and intensity second half. So yeah, really pleased to get into the semi-final again this year, and like I say, pleased with the result, pleased with the second half, not so happy with the first half.
What was your thoughts on the penalty that was awarded to you?
Yeah, I've seen it on the camera. You're always happy to get them. There's always a wee bit of doubt. Looked like it was close to the line. But it's never easy for the officials when they've got to make that decision straight away. You know, at the time I thought it was a penalty, but of course when you analyse it, we're all experts when we watch it five times. Like I say, it was a good penalty then taken in the end by Moussa.
Has Edwald played himself into your thinking for next week? Because he didn't just play well, he seemed to spark something in Dembele as well.
Yeah, I thought he was very, very good. You know, he's a young player that I rate very, very highly. He can play in a number of positions. His strength, his power, he threatens in behind, he's quick, but he can link the game as well. And I felt that those two occupied their back four really, really well, because they're both quick. And Odson wants to really run in behind, but his link-up and his hold-up play is very good. Two really good chances before he actually scored the goal. So yeah, it's something that I can consider. You know, get an idea of what we want to do if everyone's fit in the game next week. But certainly for today's game, he provided the spark that the team needed. And I thought he was excellent when he came on.
That's two more goals for Moussa, mm-hmm, after scoring Cordy last week. Is he now coming back to the boil in terms of his scoring form?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that you can see that he's that hunger back to score. And second half, like the rest of the team, he was much better. That was a good header. You know, he gets himself positioned freely in the box for the cross. And then he has that composure, and the link-up play was much better. And that bit of combination play, it gets us a penalty. He's probably unfortunate the ball just wouldn't quite sit for him in the second half a couple of times to get his hat-trick. But now he's in form, he's shown his qualities, and he worked very well.
Marvin Copper made his debut for the club today. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, steady. I think it was in case of getting out there, getting a feel for the pitch and the supporters. Wasn't so sure about his first pass, man. but after that there, he regained his confidence, and like I said, it's never easy, you know, no matter how old or how experienced you are, to get your first game for your club. And yeah, I think he was steady, and he needed that game to come in and play.
Your team for next week, or is there still a few dilemmas in your...
Yeah, no, I've got my mind really what the thinking is for that. But like I say, we'll do some more. This week was really difficult for us, you know. You think we played Sunday, virtually you're only recovering Monday, Tuesday. You're going to get your fitness in your game on Wednesday, which doesn't happen. Thursday, the country was snowed in. And then Friday, we've done a session on here, but I think that lack of training time you could see in the first half. So hopefully this coming week we've a good, you know, week to work in. And like I say, a couple of wee decisions that we'll have between the coaching staff to look at the team and our setup. But by then, the players, they normally pick themselves. So but we'll look forward to the week. Okay. Cheers. Thank you.
Marvin, your debut for Celtic today. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, finally played. It was a nice feeling to come out and play from the start. A little bumpy my start, but yeah, we got the job done and qualified for the next round. That was the goal. Certainly not one of our best performances, but at the end of the day, the result is the most important.
Did you feel you grew into the game as it went on?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first 15-20 minutes took me a while, but I felt more comfortable every minute. So I think the longer the game went, the better I felt, and also the better it looked, I guess.
That game against Rangers next Sunday, is that something you're hoping to be involved in?
Obviously, I mean, this is a game everyone wants to play. Yeah, I'll do my best during the week to convince the gaffer to put me on.
Do you feel fit enough and ready to go and play Ibrox next week?
Yeah, I think otherwise the staff or the gaffer wouldn't have put me on today. I think we saw that even if Morton is a championship team, you never should take it too easy, because if you're not focused enough, they can cause you trouble, and that's what happened in the first half. And I think we need to grow also as a team in these kind of situations to get the job done from the first minute.
How difficult has the first 6 weeks or so been for you here with Celtic?
Yeah, it was disappointing, obviously. When you come to a new club, you wanna show why you were brought in, and it took me a while now, but now the first game is played, and I hope I can go on from there.
What have you been told about the Old Firm derbies? What do you expect next week if you play?
Oh, it's going to be very intense. It's going to be, it's a battle, and we got to be ready from the first minute. We cannot start like today. We might be 2-0 down, so we have to be there from the first minute.
Do you relish that type of game, a battle? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, these are the competitions we. Where the possibility presents to strive as a player, to show what you're made of, and that's what every player wants to show, that he's ready for that.
Okay, thank
you. Thanks, Marvin. What was your assessment of your side's performance today?
I was delighted with most of the performance. Of course, we made mistakes for the goals, and obviously we started the game well, which was important. I think we started first 15-20 minutes. We looked confident, and you know, that was important for us. I mean, I know it's the cliched statement, but if you come here, you want to try and start the game well and not allow Celtic to get a foothold in the game. And we've done that. And then Celtic started to grow into the game as you would expect them to do. And then the kind of last 20 minutes of the first half, we were just having to work hard and stay compact and stay in the game. And we've done that, but Celtic changed the personnel, changed the system a bit, and also changed the tempo of their game in the second half. They moved it quicker, they interchanged quicker, and obviously they've got not just one player with class, they've got umpteen players with class, and class told an end. But from my point of view, the effort, the organisation and the work ethic for the players was terrific. And when you come here, the first thing you want to do is make it difficult for Celtic, don't hand them it. And I think we've done that by and large. And you know, again, we were getting tired as we went on, because the players end up having to chase much in the second half. But for the overall, you know, I'm disappointed about losing the game. you know, I think it was a bit contentious, the second goal, the penalty. It looked as if it was outside the box, and that, you know, I'm not saying we would have got back into the game or not, but it just gives Celtic that bit more time to relax and control the game. Whereas if you're still at 1-0, there's always that wee chance that you can maybe catch an opportunity or an error. But listen, Celtic are a top class side. As I said, they've beaten teams here comprehensively for the last few years, so I think the players can take an enormous amount of credit for it, but ultimately we're still disappointed about losing.
Did you see the penalty again on television? Yeah. You seen it on TV?
It looks outside. It's not much, and I can understand why the referee is giving it. I'm not overly criticising them, but you know, as I said, it's a big decision. So you know, I think if it is wrong, then you know, it's disappointing. But listen, as I said, Celtic dominated the second half. You know, I'm not complaining about that, and they had that real bits of quality. Obviously, Dembele is an exceptional player. But I thought my defenders and my midfield players, and you know, the in terms of negating a lot of their strengths, done well. I thought we had some top class performances today, but as I said, it's hard to tie down all the Celtic strengths. You know, one area you concentrate on, another area starts to control it. So, you know, whether it's Tierney bombing up and down, or Forrest stretching on one side, or Dembele, you know, or Scott Brown getting on the ball, all these kind of aspects, you can try and stop one aspect, but it's hard to stop them all. And they're also dangerous at set plays. They've got real physical presence as well. Celtic are a very, very good technical football side, but they've also got real physicality. The three big centre halves, Chams, you know, huge, Dembele's huge, Edouard's huge. So they've also got that physicality as well. So it's hard to match them. Even if you think, right, let's get in about them and try and rough them up, you can't do that here. So, you know, top class side, but from our point of view, I think our fans want to see a committed Morton side, and I think they got that in abundance. They want to see a team who's organised and who play for the jersey, and I think they got that. But quality Celtic have is ultimately going to eventually take its toll, and I think that's what happened.
How difficult was the preparation, Jim? How many training sessions did you?
No, I did a wee half an hour yesterday in the blizzard down at the Battery Park. We cleared a wee bit off the snow. Davey Wiley, the goalkeeping coach, and that, get the shovels out and cleared about a wee 20 yard area. So we had a wee touch of the ball, and it was absolutely Baltic. It was the snow was blown over the place, and that's all we've done since Tuesday, and that's all we could do because we've no other facilities. So listen, that wouldn't have mattered. I don't think we could have spent a week preparing for Celtic in terms of the organisation stuff like that, and Celtic may well have won, but it's no ideal. You know, it wasn't the ideal preparation. But I kind of, as I said before, you come here, the first thing you say to your players is give everything, be organised, and make it a difficult day for Celtic. And I think in all those three things, I think we've done that.
The Klopp put out a statement, Jim, saying maybe the game shouldn't have gone ahead. Did you have a view on that?
No, that's a Klopp statement. That was the Warren statement. So I, when you get to the stage of, you know, Thursday and Friday come, you want to play the game. Absolutely. You know, you don't want to wake up Saturday morning and someone goes, the game's off. There's nothing worse. You know, mentally, you're prepared for the game. And then if it's put off, everybody's a bit deflated. So, no, I was more than happy to play the game. And I think the players were too. I think they were ready for it mentally. And I thought, although physically we were tired. But again, Celtic keep the ball that much. You do that much running, chasing, try to close spaces that eventually, you know, you get tired anyway. So that I don't think that would have made much difference if we were trained all week. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this
this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.